You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is Enlarging Your Territory by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Isaiah 54, starting at verse 1. Sing, O barren, thou that didst this not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, strengthen thy stakes, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. And I want to preach today from the subject, enlarging your territory. Hunt your neighbor, say, I may need some room. Come on, tell him, hunt him. I may need some room. I'm about to break forth on the left hand and on the right. Give me some room. I need some space for what God's getting ready to do in my life. Isaiah 54, even as I preached on it last Sunday and ended with it, I preached that from this scripture for many years. As a matter of fact, one of those years in the early years in the early 2000s, the Lord gave me a prophetic word based upon the scripture that that year was going to be our year of breakforth, called the year of breakforth. And as a matter of fact, we still have a Tuesday morning prayer at 6:30 every Tuesday morning at the Epic Center that I'm sure most of y'all are at, called breakforth prayer. Don't your neighbor tell me it's every Tuesday. Minister Joyce and the other intercessors. Somebody said, oh, that's why I ain't there. I ain't one of those intercessors. They're there continuing that breakthrough prayer that we started many years ago. There's also a Thursday night intercessory prayer that takes place here in addition to the pre-service corporate prayers. Based upon this scripture, God said he's going to increase us and we need to get ready for breakthrough. But as I went back and looked at it, research the scripture in its context from the Hebrew and from various commentaries, I saw it in its context of what God was saying to his people, the Jewish people, the nation of Israel at that time. It was a prophetic word of increase about the kingdom of God through what we now know as the church. God was telling the people that I know it's just been y'all. I know you used to just me and you, God. But God said, you got to get ready because I'm getting ready to bring a whole nother group of people into this family that y'all hadn't seen. So when he says there, your seed shall inherit the Gentiles, what he's saying is Gentiles are now going to be part of your seed. That's what that means. Thy seed shall inherit the Gentile. He's saying you're not any longer going to be able to look at those folks and say us and them, because them going to be us. God said, I'm going to increase my people through the church. I'm going to mess with y'all now. So he said, you will no longer be able to say we and we alone are God's chosen people. Because Galatians 3 tells us all of us, and these are the words, which be of faith or exercise faith in Jesus, we are now engrafted into this family. And he said, and remember Jesus told the people, he said, y'all, I know y'all think y'all are the only ones, but other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, I'm going to bring them in too. That's talking about the church. So much that Paul said, God has broken down the middle wall of partition between us. And now because of what Jesus did on at Calvary, there's no longer us and them. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. We are one in Christ Jesus. So now Paul says in Galatians 3, we are all Abraham's seed. That's why I know y'all only look at it in that much detail. If you looked at the clip from Wednesday night, the charm and what I had around my neck, that was a Star of David. Some of y'all think only Jewish people wear the Star of David. The seed of Abraham wear the Star of David. Because Jesus came down through the line of David, and I'm blessed through Jesus, and I exercise faith in Jesus. So now I'm blessed right along with faithful Abraham. So when I see our Jewish brothers and sisters, I say, you a Jew? They say, yeah. I said, me too. They look at me. They said, you converted to Judaism? I said, no. I've been brought into the family. I've been brought into the family. Some of them, they don't know how to receive it, but I know who I am. Now I know. Oh, y'all, amen. They have no longer more of a claim to God than I have. As a matter of fact, when Paul got finished writing it, he said, now, I don't want y'all to think God don't have nothing to do with the Jews anymore. Study it. He said, no, God got a plan for them. He said, and if they he said their branch, Paul said, they've been cut off. He said, but if they exercise faith, they shall be engrafted in again. Oh, come on. See, and say, now, y'all need to understand this, because if you don't know who you are, you won't claim your promises. See, if you don't know who you are, you'll keep going around just thinking you got to look for a blood descendant of Abraham to bless in order for you to be blessed. Because, you know, God said, I'll bless them that bless you. No, you need to, when you know who you are, you need to understand when somebody bless you, they're going to be blessed. Y'all not catching this. Because I'm the seed of Abraham. So now, when I go back now and read what God told Abraham, I realize that's me. So when he says, I'll bless those that bless you, that means when you bless me, you're going to be blessed. Because I'm the seed of Abraham. When he says, I'm going to bless you so much till all families of the earth be blessed, that means God can bless all families of the earth through me. Amen. Y'all aren't listening to me here. So y'all aren't catching this. So God gives them a prophetic word. It's not just going to be y'all anymore. This family is getting ready to enlarge. And he lets them know through this prophetic word that about the increase of the kingdom of God through what we now call the church. So as I go forward in this message, I want you to understand that increase is the will of God for your life. I need you to close your eyes right now and say that in a way that it resonates down on the inside of you. Say it with me. Say, increase is the will of God for my life. Come on, some of y'all think I'm just going through religious antics here, but you need to understand something. It's one thing to hear something, but when I say it, you're hearing it from your outer ear. When you say it, it's coming from down on the inside of you, and something resonates on the inside. So right now, again, close your eyes, get them off of me, and say it again. Say, increase is the will of God for my life. See, once you know that, you won't accept less than God's best. Once you know that, you won't take the devil's junk. Once you know that, you take authority over decrease. I don't care if a recession starts at the White House and goes down to the State House and to the Supreme Court and down to the City Hall and down to the local priest, the local police precinct. You still say, oh, but it ain't going to come to my house. Because increase is the will of God for my life. Glory to God. If everybody losing everything, I'll still be gaining. If everybody is going down, I'm still going to be going up. If everybody is out, I'll still be going in. If everybody else is decreasing, I'll still be increasing. Because increase is the will of God for my life. That's how, during the recession, when I had 5 houses, living in one, 2 of them being rented, and 2 of them on the market, that was costing me about $10,000 a month. People couldn't afford to rent it. And if they could, come on. I don't mean no harm, y'all. The average person, if you can afford to rent a house for $3,000 to $5,000 a month, you probably should be buying. And if you haven't bought, y'all gonna get mad. If you haven't bought, except from special situations, you're bad credit risk. Y'all ain't gonna say nothing. So that's what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with people who couldn't rent or people could rent, but then won't pay. $10,000 a month. And I kept saying, while I'm putting that money out and building a family life center and setting the example to give and sowing when God tell me to sow. And when everybody was, everything going down, I kept saying, increase is the will of God for my life. So I don't care what it looked like, I'm going to sow my way out. I will sow in a time of famine. I know how to get that devil off my back. I know how to get that devil running. I'll sow my way out. Because I'll do exactly the opposite of what he wants me to do, is to divest from the kingdom of God. Some of us who remember, who are old, a little older, not the millennials, because it was 1991 Anyway, when South Africa freed Mandela, it was around 1990, somewhere around there, maybe a little earlier than that, because I was still living in Maine. That's how I remember. But everybody was talking until they freed Mandela, until apartheid turned around, they wanted everybody to divest out of South Africa. That means if Ford was doing business in South Africa, don't buy Ford. That meant that if Coca-Cola was still doing business in South Africa, don't you drink Coca-Cola. They were trying to get people to try to strangle that system by divesting in it. Come on, y'all listen to me. Divest. They say, we'll bring it to its knees economically if I can get people from doing anything that's going to help it. And y'all don't know, when you're going through pressure, finances, the devil's trying to get you to divest from the kingdom of God. I will crumble the church if it can't pay its bills. Churches will shut down. The church won't expand. Let me get them to be so under the pressure of their own financial burden that they take their money out of the kingdom of God rather than keep sowing, and which going to help the kingdom and going to help them, because we in this thing together. And God keeps telling you, if you take care of my house, I'll take care of your house. It's the will of God for me to increase. I will not divest out the kingdom of God. I will sow in famine, because I said increase is the will of God for my life. Whatever God is in, increases. Whatever God is involved in, it increases. Whatever God touches, it increases. Whatever God sanctions, it increases. Whatever God breathes on, it increases. Whatever God looks towards, it increases. Because the eyes of the Lord roam throughout the whole earth, looking to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. So we pick up from Job this principle, Job 8 and 7, that says, though thy beginning was small, thy yet mean, that don't mean nothing. Yet mean still. Yet mean forget that. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. You realize the first part of that on the left side of the comma is past tense. Every time you read that, that's past tense. Though thy beginning what? Was small. Most people misquote it. They say, though thy beginning is small. My beginning is not small. My beginning was small. Is means present. Was means past. So God said, once you started, now you're in increase mode. You're going to catch that. Once you start, you're in increase mode. So when we started this church and had our first service at the Holiday Inn Express at Jameel Road And St. Andrews Road, what was then the Holiday Inn Express, now is the Ghetto Motel. Maybe that ain't the name, that's what it looked like now. Once we started on April 28th at 10 o'clock, at 10:01 we was in increase mode. Y'all gonna catch that. On April 29th, we one day in the increase mode. How many days in April? 30? Okay. On April 30th, we was in 2 days in increase mode. May 1st, we 3 days in increase mode. Y'all ain't hearing me here. 22 and a half years later or so, we are now 22 years increasing. Y'all don't catch me. Once you begin, now you increase. Everybody say, I'm increasing right now. Come on, I'm increasing. If you started, you in an increase. Once you got saved, you was in increase mode. Once you started that business, you are now in increase mode. Once you got married, your marriage is in increase mode. Once you got together, now you're in increase mode. So now, watch this. Now the latter end is the future. My beginning was small. My latter end shall greatly increase. I start at small. I keep increasing till I get to my latter end. When you see my latter end, you're going to say, man, he has greatly increased. That's why I know God ain't finished blessing me yet. Because I ain't at my latter end. Y'all are catching me here. Any of y'all at your latter end? No, if you're still in the earth, you ain't in your latter end. Because once you're at your latter end, then you say bye-bye. So long, bye-bye. It's time to go and be with the Lord. So long as you're here in the earth, it's the will of God to keep increasing you. Psalm 115 and 14, I quote all the time, is actually one of my favorite scriptures. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. I told you I had to get the revelation of that through my kids, mainly my son Daniel here. Though the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. God has started to increase me. I was in shoe increase mode. I was in shoe acquisition mode. If I saw a new color, I had to have it. Blue, burgundy, gold, maroon. I don't think I had to have red ones. But every color shoe. And I was still riding around the city. My limit for my boys was $30. And then Jordan come out with these $100. That's the devil. And everything goes in cycles. Everything goes in cycles. Because when I was a kid, our highest sneakers was $10. Know what those were? A pair, what y'all now call Chuck Taylors. We simply call them Converse. And our preference was the high top. If your sneakers slip and slide, go get the one with the star on the side. Converse, you will find those are the ones with the star on the side. So you need to understand, my most expensive sneaker as a kid was $10. And I would ask for those, my mom said, I ain't got all that money. You better get these high flyers. I remember Chandler wanted to pick the sneakers. I said, no, these are better than those Jordans. These high flyers. I said, run. He took off running. You can't run that fast, no. I said, jump. I said, my goodness, those Jordans, you can't jump though, high enough. But Daniel asked me for a new pair, what he calls shoes, I call them sneakers. And I said, ain't nothing wrong with the ones you got. Now, something wrong with those, then I'll get you some more. And where we live in Oklahoma at the time, the window's right at the sidewalk level. And I looked outside the window, and Daniel was out there doing this through sneakers. I need to tear them up. I'll tear them up then. There'll be something wrong with these sneakers. I said, stop it. Stop that. I can make this happen. And my wife said to me one day, She said, you got all these shoes. You got all these shoes. Why can't you buy your son some more sneakers? And she said, you quote that scripture all the time. The Lord increase you more and more. She said, keep reading. The Lord shall increase you and more. You, all your children's supposed to be increasing too. So if you're looking blessed, your kids ought to look blessed. I told you, you ain't supposed to look like GQ and your children look like who you. So when God increased you, he wants your children to be blessed. I know some of y'all wish your kids wasn't here with you right now. How come y'all don't have teen church today? This grown folks business up in here this morning. Yeah, when you increase, your kids supposed to increase. The whole house supposed to be blessed. We all ought to benefit from us being blessed. Come on now. He'll increase you more, you and your children. And then Paul even said in 1 Thessalonians 4th chapter verse 10, he said, we beseech you, brother, that you increase. He says it again. He's using the very word from Psalm 115 and 14, that you increase more and more, the latter part says. Say this, it's the will of God for me to keep on increasing. Now, I know I challenge y'all with this, because that doesn't necessarily mean, the interesting thing today, Mr. CJ was at my house, but yesterday, and I got a truck. Well, for me, it's an old truck. And I don't drive it all the time. I drive it when I got to go pick up something in the truck. And I ain't really a trucky kind of guy. Like my son, Pastor Chen, with the big old truck there. I ain't exactly a trucky kind of guy. So I got an Escalade EXT, a truck that don't really look like a truck or ride like a truck. But the truck got some, I take my dog in the truck and stuff. And Pastor Marshall, he won't even get in my truck because the truck, it's my truck. There's a side of the window, there's the paneling on the side of the window, it falls down all the time. And so they tricked me when I got it. He said, you know, we had to repair this thing. If it ever break down and you come down, come back and we'll get you another one. And but it didn't come down until a year later. And you know they ain't gonna do that. So every night I just put some glue in there and try to put finger. And so Pastor Marcy, she just tries to make me feel so bad. But she don't get in it. Well, I said, let's take a ride, I gotta go to Lowe's. She said, I just can't believe you're riding around in this thing. I said, why don't you get this thing fixed? I said, it's my truck. It's my truck. And I tell you, you're just so bougie. And I was looking at that truck. I thought my truck was a 2011. And I started looking around. I said, maybe I need to trade this and get another truck. And I was looking. And I said, oh, man, I can get about 15, 16, somewhere between 17, 19,000 for it. I said, okay, that'll be good. And I put a little cash and give me another truck debt free. Then I took it for a ride. Up. They had to go pick up some furniture. So I looked at my registration. I said, man, this ain't 2011. This 2005. This thing old. So I'm thinking about, and CJ comes up to the house. He says, Pop, when you going to get a new truck? I said, that's God. Don't hate on people who dare to believe God for increase.
Get ready to expand your territory. Dr. Herbert Bailey gives you insight to go beyond where you are and expect more. Order this powerful message today. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Enlarging Your Territory.
If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.